recently I released a little lecture where I said, who is right, your mother or your wife? The answer is, or who do you love more? The answer is, when it comes to who is right, you've got to look at what the issue is. If your mother is wrong, respectfully, very kindly, you can actually correct her, or you can move away in order to portray your dissatisfaction. Ibrahim alayhi salam beautifully told his father, Ya abati, inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tik, fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya. O my father, I have some knowledge that did not come to you. Follow me, I'll guide you to the right path. Subhanallah, if we were to tell that to our fathers, we'd be kicked out of the house, right? That's what happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was kicked out of the whole community. They threatened him, but he said it so beautifully. Do you know what he says? Ya abati, inni akhafu an yamassaka adhabun min ar-Rahman. Oh my father, I fear that perhaps the punishment of the most merciful will get to you. Look at the contrast. On one hand, he's describing Allah as Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, right? And on the other hand, he's saying the punishment of the most merciful. It goes to show that Allah won't punish you in a rush. You have a chance to turn. That's what it means. You have a chance. You and I have millions of chances to turn to Allah. You did something wrong, make amends. So this is what we mean when we say, you look at who is right, who is wrong, be it your father or your mother. Here is the verse of the Quran. We read it tonight in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the matter, says that, O you who believe, stand firm for what is right, for justice, even if it's against your own parents. Who are al-walidain? Mother and father.